This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. today. It will be the 115th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, AIR News website and News on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of the AIR News, DD News, PMO and Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will inaugurate the newly constructed passenger terminal building and a cargo gate named Maitri Dwar at the land port in Petrapol on the India-Bangladesh border in West Bengal today. The terminal aims to facilitate international trade and crossings for citizens of both India and Bangladesh. After the Petrapol event, Mr. Shah will attend a program hosted by the Cooperative Department in Arambagh, Hooghly district in the afternoon. In the evening, he will participate in a party program at the Eastern Zonal Cultural Centre, EZCC, in Salt Lake, Kolkata, before returning to New Delhi. President Draupadi Murmu has lauded the Indian Space Research Organisation, ISRO's contributions in taking forward India's space program to greater heights. In a video message on the occasion of Sardar Patel Memorial Lecture 2024 in Akashvani's Rang Bhavan, New Delhi, yesterday, President Murmu paid tributes to Sardar Patel in her message.
पिछले वर्ष विक्रम लैंडर द्वारा चंद्रमा के दक्षिण ध्रुव के पास उतरने का सीधा प्रसारण मैंने देखा था। सभी देशवासियों के साथ मैं भी गर्व का अनुभव कर रही थी। सरदार पटेल हमारे राष्ट्रीय एकता के प्रतीक पुरुष हैं। आइए सरदार पटेल की पावन स्मृति में हम सभी विकसित भारत के निर्माण के राष्ट्रीय लक्ष्य की दिशा में एकजुट होकर आगे बढ़ने का संकल्प लें।
The President highlighted that Sardar Patel is the architect of modern India through the political integration of various princely states into the nation after independence. The President also mentioned that the Statue of Unity is a befitting tribute to Sardar Patel's rich legacy. Delivering the Sardar Patel Memorial Lecture on Indian Space Odyssey in Search of New Frontiers, ISRO Chairman Dr. S. Somnath said that India aspires to expand its contribution to the global space economy to 10% in the next 10 years. President of Spain, Pedro Sanchez, will be on a three-day official visit to India beginning today. He will be accompanied by his spouse, Begoña Gómez. The External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that this will be his first visit to India. The visit of the President of Spain is taking place after 18 years. Earlier, Prime Minister Modi and President Sanchez had met several times on the sidelines of multilateral meetings. During the visit, President Sanchez will hold delegation-level talks with Prime Minister Modi. Around 20 lakh new workers enrolled in the Employee State Insurance ESI scheme in August, according to a statement from the Ministry of Labour and Employment. Among those added, 9.89 lakh employees are in the age group of 25 years. The statement also highlighted that female membership saw a net increase of 4.14 lakh during the same month. India has expressed deep concern about the escalating situation in West Asia and its ramifications for peace and stability in the region and beyond. New Delhi reiterated its call to all concerned to exercise restraint and return to the path of dialogue and diplomacy. Manika Batra made history by becoming the first Indian table tennis player to reach the top eight at the WTT Champions Montpellier 2024 tournament in France. However, she lost 3-0 to China's Qian Tianyi in the quarter-finals. In women's cricket, India will take on New Zealand in the second one-day international of their three-match series in Ahmedabad today. The match will begin at 1:30 p.m. IST. And that is the end of this news bulletin.